This is Ahuka, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio for another in our ongoing series on LibreOffice, focusing for now on Writer. And last time we took a look at page styles and how those work. And what I want to do now is I want to actually go through an exercise in using them, because that is going to make it an awful lot easier for you to understand how this technique works, is used in practice, and what kinds of benefits you can get from it. So, you know, you can, if you take a look at all of the page styles, you've got the, we looked at the default page style previously, and if you look at the options, I think you can begin to figure out what some of the other predefined page styles are all about. The first page style is like the default style, but you would turn off headers and footers and maybe make a margin adjustment. Envelope, that's pretty clear, and now you know about left and right pages that let you handle alternate pages with different formatting. But before we get into any tweaking, I want to stop and just make sure we understand something. If you think back to our discussion of paragraph styles, one of the things we emphasized is that all styles live within templates. The template is the container that holds all styles, and this is just as true for page styles. If you have a document open and you make a change to a page style, you have changed it for that one document only, and it will not be there in the next document. So, if you are going to start creating or tweaking styles for your own use, consider how they will be used. So, case number one, you're working on a style that will be your default, or something that you plan to reuse regularly. Well, open your default template for editing. Make your changes, and then save the default template. Now, we had a discussion of this in an earlier program, so you can go back and review that now if you are a little hazy on those details. Now, I'm going to go ahead assuming you have already created a default template. We did have a program on exactly how to do that. If you have not created your default template by now, I would say before you do anything else, go ahead and create that. It's really important that you have a default template. So much of what we do is just not going to work for you if you don't do that basic thing first. Case number two, let's say you're working on a special project. Create a template for that project, and then with that template open, create your page styles, create your paragraph styles, your list style, you know, any style you need, create it in that template. And then you will have everything you need for that project, and then save that template, and it'll be there. So with that warning note, let's take a look at this. I'm going to do an example of a particular kind of special project that you might do that is going to let us use a few of these page style techniques and show how they interact and how you can combine them for what is actually a fairly elegant result. So if you follow this example, you will probably have learned enough to handle, you know, most of the problems that you might run across. If you ever run into something you can't figure out, there is the LibreOffice users mailing list, and there's a link to that in the show notes where you can post a question and get some help from some very smart people. You know, that's often where I go if I'm not clear about something, because there's people that know more about this than I do, God knows. So that's a very useful resource. So, we're going to create a template for our project. We will have a first page. We will have left and right pages that are different, an endnote page at the end. How are we going to do all of that? Well, first, create the template. Just open up LibreOffice, any new document, and then go to the File menu, go to Templates, and then Save, and give it a name. So I did this, Sample for Page Styles was the name I gave mine, because I'm creating a sample. All right. Then go to File, templates, and this time select edit and bring up that style and open it for editing. Now, you could have just started editing at the previous step. One of the reasons I do this as a two-step process is it gives me a chance to just verify everything. You know, I can go back and see when I went looking for it that, yeah, I really did create it. It really is on my hard drive. Right? Yeah. You may have more confidence in yourself than that, but, you know, I can be a belt and suspenders guy when I want to. Now, when you open it for editing, look at the very top of the page, and you should see the name that you gave it, and the extension will be OTT, Oliver Thomas Thomas. And that is the extension for a template. So if you see that, you'll know you have successfully created the template, and any changes you make and then save will be in that template for future use. So let's select first page. We'll take the first page style, right click, and select modify. Start with the organizer tab. On the organizer tab, make sure that you take a look at that next page. Right now, it probably says default, but remember we said we were going to have different left and right pages. We will be doing two-sided printing at the end to make this work. So imagine that the first page is like the first page of a book, and that it is always on the right when the book is open. The following page will be on the left. So what we would want to do on the organizer tab for the first page is select left as the following style. Then look at the other options. Now, on a first page, I tend to make the top margin a good deal larger. I want it to start a little further down the page, so I'll make the top margin 2 inches. Maybe that's not a particular style you want to adopt, but I have found it works very well for me. Then, I'm thinking ahead that this is something I'm going to want to use a three-hole punch and put it in a binder. And that means I want to make sure I leave a little extra room for that. So this is my first page is going to be essentially a right-hand page, so I want to add something to the left margin to give it a little extra space for that three-hole punch. So I'll add a half inch. So that'll make it 1.29 inches on my machine. Obviously, if you're outside the U.S., you will have different units. There'll be something in millimeters, but I'm sure you can make that adjustment. And then since it's the first page, I will make sure that headers and footers are not turned on. Okay. So now I've done what I want to do with my first page style. Next comes the left page. So I will select left page, right click, modify. And on the first tab, the organizer tab, I will make sure that the next page will be a right page. Now, LibreOffice probably already knows this, but it just never hurts to just kind of go through and verify this. So it probably already says right page, but, you know, verify that it does. Then on the page tab, I'm going to leave many of the settings the way they are, but I do want to allow, again, for that three-hole punch. Now, for a left page, I need to increase the margin on the right side of the page. So I will increase that to 1.29 inches. Since I'm using an endnote page, I don't need to deal with footnotes, but I do want a page number at the bottom, so I will put a check mark on the footer tab to turn on my footer. Then the right page. Select it, right-click, choose Modify, and on the first tab, make sure that the next style says left page. Then on the page tab, I will make sure that the left side margin is increased to 1.29 inches to leave room for the punching and binding. And again, I turn on the footer. Now, I said we were going to have an end note here. So how would I do that? Well, let's go to the end note style. open that for editing. Again, you know, select it, right-click, modify, blah, blah, blah. On the first tab, note that the next style says EndNote. Now, that makes sense, because this is a separate section of the document, and you will have as many pages of EndNotes as you have EndNotes, and they'll just be one after the other. So because I have multiple pages of EndNotes, it makes sense that the next style will be EndNote, but there's some other considerations. Remember all that punching and binding that we wanted to leave room for? But we don't know ahead of time whether any given page will be a left or a right. That's where we use mirrored. So on the Page tab, take a look at your page layout option and select Mirrored. Your left and right margin settings now become inner and outer. So you just select inner and make that 1.29 inches. LibreOffice will keep track of where that inner margin is for any given page. It knows whether it's a left or a right, and so it can keep track of all of that. Now, one last thing before you save your template. You want to start with page one, don't you? So, with this blank page in front of you, double-click the first page style, and that applies it. And because we changed the top margin to 2 inches, you should immediately see your insertion mark move down the page to the 2-inch mark, which is a sign that you were successful in doing it. Then just go to File, Save, and you now have your template all set up. So how does it work in practice? All right, you would go to File, New, Templates and Documents. Select your template, which should be in the My Templates area, and select Open. You should now see your insertion mark on a blank page at the point 2 inches below the top, just as we specified for the first page. Take a look at the bottom of the screen. You will see that it says first page. LibreOffice is just confirming that. Then put in a title, such as Sample Documentation Project. Now, when I do a title, I always give it a heading 1 style. So I would do that. Then I'll drop a couple of lines and put in my name with a heading 2 style. Now, if you're unclear about these heading styles, again, we covered that in earlier programs. You could go back and review them or go to my website at ahuka.com and look at the written material for all of that. Okay, so we've now created our first page. How do we get to the second page? You know, if you're a real amateur, you just keep hitting the Enter key until you finally got there. But you're not an amateur. You are becoming a ninja of LibreOffice Writer, a sensei. So what you would do at this point is you would simply use a page break. Go to Insert, Manual Break, and select Page Break, and you'll immediately be on the next page, ready to go. Take a look at the bottom of the page. You will see that it says Left Page. Take a look at the ruler at the top. You'll see that the right margin is larger, just as we planned. Now, for this documentation project, this sample documentation project, I'm going to adopt the convention that left pages all have screenshots and right pages all have some explanatory text that goes with it. So I'll insert a screenshot on my left page and then insert another page break. Now we're on the right page. If you look at the bottom, it will say right page. If you look at the ruler up top, you can see that the left margin is now the larger one. Remember, we set it to 1.29 inches. So I write some explanatory text. And when I'm done, I enter another page break, and I am at the next left page. Insert another screenshot, insert another page break, then write some explanatory material, insert another page break, and so on. Now, I created a sample document with the work we've done so far, which you can download. There is a link in the show notes, or you can find it on my website. Now, I didn't get into the EndNotes because that's a topic for another day. So you can download this sample file that I created and see exactly how this stuff looks when you do it this way. So this lesson has been a lot of first do this, then do that. But where does it get us? Well, the real benefit is when you consider what happens if you're working on a long document. Imagine you were trying to manually do all of this. Well, first of all, Writer doesn't really let you do this manually. You have to use styles to some degree. But more importantly, by spending just a little time up front thinking about what you would need to do and setting up your page styles, you can whip through the writing without having to stop and think about the page layout. You did that once, and it's done. Furthermore, if you look at the final product and decide the margins are not quite right, just modify the style, and you're done. But you still have all the flexibility of making left and right different. Now here's another benefit. Suppose you're in an organization where you have a number of people that are going to be creating, for instance, documentation, and you want to make sure that everyone creates their documentation using the same styles. You want all of these documents to look the same. Well, simply create this template, distribute it to everyone, and tell them, use this template every time you're creating it, and they will, very quickly, you'll see that all of your writers are turning out documents that are the same, because they're all working from the same template. So I think you can see that this really is a very, very powerful technique and can do a lot for you, and you want to start learning how to use this stuff. So, this is Ahuka, and I'm going to, as always, remind you, support free software, and sign off for now. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.